We welcome into Campus FM for our monthly catch-up at the end of the month, Michaela Woods from Tū Haitara Trust. Morena, how are you?
Morena, good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you back in the studio.
Always good to be back.
Yeah. Hey, how's the, before we get into it, how is the coastal park been going over this last, you know, couple of weeks or month or so?
It's a bit dry. The plants are definitely struggling, but we're getting them out there. Again, it's planting season, and forestry has moved now.
Oh,
so that whole southern trail's open again. It's just the Wood End Beach car park that you got to watch out for now.
Nice. And I keep thinking, right, I'm going to go down this weekend and go and have a wee look. I will make it down to Coastal Park because it's so lovely, so peaceful down there, in fact, isn't it?
The bird life's top tier.
Yeah, absolutely. I usually take my camera with me as well too,
because I love photography.
Thank you very much. So today we're looking at exploring biodiversity and battling the threats. Thought we would start with, what is biodiversity,
Michaela? So biodiversity stands for biological diversity, and it's just, biodiversity is a shorter way of just explaining that there's a variety of life in an area and that life sort of interacts with one another.
Fantastic. So if you can expand a little bit more on that itself, so why is it important?
Why is biodiversity important?
Yeah.
It is because it's essential for a functioning ecosystem. You need all these different components and these different parts because each species sort of has like a role to play. It's similar to like us in the workforce. We've all got specific parts we have and play and add, and together it creates that functioning system. As well as that, the more diverse a system is, the more resilient it is to things like climate change or anything else that could disrupt that. You know, when there's more people to help after a flood, you know, we can get up faster, and it's quite, it is very similar to our own communities, except instead of, you know, human communities, it's plants and it's animals and it's invertebrates and all that sort of stuff.
So Michaela, is there different parts in the park that have different biodiversity needs, shall we say?
Yeah, so biodiversity, when you talk about biodiversity, it's really key to specify the area, because if you look at biodiversity in a coastal ecosystem like the park, it's going to differ compared to if you looked at biodiversity somewhere else or the world as a whole. So your area is something that you have to define usually when you talk about biodiversity. And there's also different levels of biodiversity as well. So there's genetics, there's species, there's ecosystems. So there's also those three different levels, but they all kind of work in together to create biodiversity as a whole, if that makes sense.
So does it differ at the park itself? So maybe closer to the Tuiapatu Lagoon could be different biodiversity there than it is further down the track maybe, or closer to the beach.
Yeah, so if you're looking at your sand dunes and compare that to a wetland ecosystem, the biodiversity that you see there will be made up of different species.
Yeah.
So they will differ in terms of their makeup, and also how many, I guess, species maybe in one place and then in the other. And then if you're talking about biodiversity on an ecosystem level, like those ecosystems are very different there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Hey, Michaela, what are the five key drivers?
So the five key drivers behind biodiversity loss worldwide are habitat loss, invasive species, overexploitation, pollution, and climate change. All of these we work with the community to help ease within the Waimakariri district. And in doing that, we also help New Zealand and then also help contribute to the overall biodiversity in the world
and well-being. Exactly. Hey, so Michaela, you've been working with some students each month. Can you tell us a little bit the lesson that you've done around biodiversity with the children?
Yeah, so I do this lesson with the kids, but obviously there's a lot of terms and a lot of concepts that can be quite difficult to understand.
Yeah.
So I adapted this game called Rob the Nest. I don't know if you've played it in school or something.
I think I've heard of it. You can refresh me though.
I adapted it to, and called it Eco Heist. And so instead of nests, you've got ecosystems, which are just hula hoops. And then you've got balls, which is like the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So rubbing the nest, that would be the eggs. But in this term, the balls are like the species.
Ah.
So yeah, they got to like, they start off by running in groups and grabbing a species and building up their ecosystem.
Okay.
And then after that, they act as the biodiversity loss drivers and they run around taking species from ecosystems. And it's a good way of like teaching them sort of, yeah, species, ecosystems.
And what happens when that one comes out of that particular ecosystem?
Yeah.
That loss, but then what happens when that goes back in, I guess?
Yeah, so it's that whole moving around ecosystems, because then eventually we'll get in conservation rangers, what they're called, and they run around tagging people that are trying to steal the species from the ecosystems. Yeah. And in doing that, they successfully stop one of these drivers.
Great.
And it's quite interesting to watch, because like, it's the kids, and at the end of it, there's a lot of, oh, that was unfair, you kept targeting me, you kept doing this. And I saw them doing that like the first time that I tried this lesson with them. And I said, look, like, you guys, you know, what you're doing is you guys are bickering amongst yourself, calling it unfair. Like, this is completely normal. This is normal human behavior. It's actually what happens, which contributes to this problem in the first place.
Yeah.
People are too busy blaming each other over who's
pointing
done
fingers
this and who's done
fault.
That.
Mm.
Instead of being like, okay, well, can we just accept that it's an issue, and can we all collectively come together and figure out a solution? So I did that with the kids. I was like, right, we're, instead of just, you know, pointing fingers and blaming
and
each other,
just letting it go,
let's come over here and let's all brainstorm together how we can help. Mm. Like, because you know how frustrating it is when someone's stealing species out of your ecosystem. Let's figure out how we can do it in the real world, how we can solve it. And the kids were coming up with some incredible ideas.
That is so cool, because that's it's one of those life lessons as well too for the kids. What you're doing with them is amazing, because it can apply to the everyday life, right?
Yeah, I think they realize, they're like, oh, whoa, that is what I'm doing right now, without realizing and
trying
seeing
to,
how everyone else does the same thing too.
Trying to come up with the solutions, you've got a really nice saying that I think you could maybe say about the think coming up with the solutions is key.
The key is definitely coming up with the solutions together. Like I said, we often hear things that tend to suggest leaving these problems to the next generation. I've caught myself doing it too. I'm like, oh, I feel sorry for the next generation, what they have to deal with, instead of being like, well, instead of feeling sorry for them, why don't we just try and figure it out together with them now, instead of being like, oh, you know, here's this for you to figure out. It's like, let's all do it together. And one of the people that actually helped me with sort of the idea of this was Greg, my first manager when I started at the park. And one of his sayings was, many hands make light work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. We see it at our planting days, when everyone comes in and helps, it's, we get there so much faster. And I think I would like to add to that by saying, by starting today, we ease the pressure off tomorrow.
I like that one. I really do like that one. I saw that and I thought, that's so true. Because sometimes I think maybe society, like you're saying, you go, oh, I feel sorry, because you feel overwhelmed.
You are. It is very overwhelming.
Yeah.
The anxiety I feel alone. I'm like, oh my God, you kind of get a little bit
you're
paralyzed.
You're trying to want to fix everything, right?
Yeah.
You're like, let's fix that and let's fix that. But if you can just, as you're saying, many hands make light work, which is a saying which has been around for years. But I really love your saying that by starting today, we ease the pressure off tomorrow, and we just work together, and just little bit by little bit put a plan in place, which I know Coastal Park has. You know, you have your strategic plans and your goal and moving forward and your vision and mission statements.
200-year vision is what makes this more achievable, because when you look at it over an intergenerational thing, you're building for the next generation to build on, rather than trying to do it all now and then obviously the goal's too big, you don't achieve it. It's like when you set those goals at the beginning of the year and you set them way too high for yourself, and then you feel horrible because you don't meet your New Year's resolutions. But it's not because you weren't good enough, it was because you were starting too hard and too fast. You needed to look at it in that incremental step, which is what the 200-year plan does,
which is wonderful, in bite-sized chunks. And then you can look at that, can't you? You can go, look, hey, look, this is, you know, and where we are now, and look how we keep achieving. It's just slowly, and it
does, you get those little endorphin hits, and then you're like, oh, we're getting somewhere, we're doing it, which actually motivates you to do the next part and the next part. So.
And that's what I love about Coastal Park, of course, is you're helping the next generation by helping them ease the pressure off tomorrow for their children as
well. Yes, exactly.
I love it.
So cool.
I really like that. You should copyright that saying or patent it. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, absolutely. You could put it maybe up with the Tuku Hoka o Tu Haitara Trust Coastal Parks up there on the vision.
Our little motto.
Hey, thank you so much for coming
that's
in today.
Okay.
Pleasure as always. Matawa, you take care.
Compass FM.